Federal briefs read by an automated voice. Coal and natural gas production are falling, while national wind capacity is rising, according to the Department of Energy. The department predicts a 17% decrease in coal production by the end of 2016, followed by a 3% increase in 2017. Natural gas production will decline in 2016 for the first time since 2005, but is expected to rise slightly in 2017. National wind capacity, which was 72 gigawatts in 2015, is expected to rise by 8 gigawatts in 2016 and 9 gigawatts in 2017. More fuel fix. Spiker named as senior advisor at Bureau of Reclamation. Spiker usber.gov. The Bureau of Reclamation has named Max Spiker as senior advisor for hydropower and electric reliability officer. His duties will include coordinating implementation of corporate partnership efforts involving the Bureau's power functions and serving as liaison on intergovernmental initiatives associated with hydropower delivery. He also will oversee compliance with FERC reliability standards. Spiker has been with the Bureau for 28 years, most recently as Power Resources Manager since 2013. More, Bureau of Reclamation. Large solar facility plan for California Naval Air Station. The Department of the Navy and Recurrent Energy expect to begin construction in 2017 on a 167 megawatts facility at Naval Air Station Lemoore in Kings County, California. The project, which is expected to be completed by 2019, will be situated on 930 acres of land, making it the largest solar facility on Defense Department land. The Navy is seeking to develop 1 gigawatts of renewable energy by 2020. More, The Business Journal. Leasing program to boost solar, wind energy development. The Interior Department announced a final rule last week creating a leasing program on public land to boost development of solar and wind energy. The program, which could be scrapped when President-elect Donald Trump takes office, encourages development in areas where it would have fewer effects on the environment, while generating millions of dollars. President Obama has sought to create renewable energy projects that generate 20,000 megawatts of power on public land by 2020. More, The Associated Press. TVA achieves highest earnings in 83 years during power sales drop. The Tennessee Valley Authority saw its net income rise 11% to more than $1.2 billion for fiscal year 2016, the highest level in the utility's 83-year history. The rise came while power sales decreased by 3.4% because of relatively stagnant demand and a slight drop in rates. TVA also cut its operating and maintenance expenses in the past year by about $800 million and used the money generated by the savings for debt reduction, TVA Chief Financial Officer John Thomas said. More, Times Free Press. Atlantic Sunrise completion delayed to mid-2018. The completion date for the Atlantic Sunrise expansion project has been delayed to 2018 while the project awaits a final environmental impact statement, which FERC is expected to issue on December 30. William Partners expects part of the natural gas pipeline to be in service during the second half of 2017. By mid-2017, Williams hopes to have all regulatory approvals to begin construction of the pipeline between the northeastern part of Pennsylvania and the state's border in Lancaster County. More, Penn Live.